I can tell you what's happening in rugby league tonight. We've got an absolute blockbuster. Looking forward to Allianz Stadium. Only a crowd of around that 20,000 mark is the prediction. A little bit disappointing. Come on, general rugby league fans out there. Even if you don't support the Roosters or the Cowboys, get out. Have a Friday night at Allianz Stadium. It's the Cowboys, the outsiders, who have certainly got plenty of momentum currently. And joining us online is their CEO, Peter Jourdain. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Terry. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. She's been busy up your way this week, mate. There's been a touch of controversy.
We've had a busy week, yeah. Funny how the coaches from both games tonight are having a few mind games.
Exactly. Well, we'll deal with the funny one first, mate. Trent Robinson blowing up a treat. Your local paper, the Townsville Bulletin, putting a photograph of Anthony Minicello on a roasted chook. It was all fair game, wasn't it? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, I saw he had a go. He did say it wasn't the Cowboys. It'd be like us blaming the Roosters for what's in the Telegraph.
Yes, exactly. I guess that is a fair point.
Now, Peter, you didn't have a word to the Townsville Bulletin. You still have some sway at News Limited, didn't you? You didn't concoct that by any chance?
How are you, Andrew? No, I had nothing to do with it, mate. I'm not that good a thinker.
But I'm sure as an old newspaper man, you would have got a bit of a giggle out of it.
Oh, mate, it's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. I reckon Anthony Minicello will probably have it up on his office wall in retirement as well. But it's been a good ride, but it doesn't want to stop tonight, I imagine.
No. The boys are pretty focused on certainly going further than tonight. Obviously, we've got a tricky run in now. If we happen to win tonight, which will be difficult because the Roosters have got their full team back, then it's South, and then hopefully another game. So everybody who's still playing now wants to go further, don't they?
How big a loss is Tarek Sims to your football team, Peter?
Oh, clearly he'll be a loss because pretty much the only change for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, so that sort of continuity. But young Ethan Lowe, who's coming in, he's proved himself to be a very good young player, and he was playing well when he came in, so I'm sure the boys will just get on with it.
I think we probably agree that Paul Green was harshly done by, maybe with the $10,000 fine, Peter, but can I just get to the bigger issue, and that is, as a club, do you really think you're persecuted? Do you really think you're treated differently to the other 15 National Rugby League clubs?
No, of course we don't, mate. Of course we don't. And I think the last time I was on your show...
We were talking about the same thing, Pete, weren't we?
Yeah, I know. And I said before, and I said it to you guys, I could understand at some points in time how some people could come to that view, but it's never been the view of our club. And just on the whole thing, I think the thing that really got us in trouble... the start of this week was the tweet, which as soon as I found out about the tweet, I had it taken down because that was inappropriate. So I think putting the two together made it look worse than what it really was.
Yeah.
So Peter, can I just confirm, so you guys have accepted the $10,000 fine? You're not going to contest it? You're going to pay it?
We're not going to contest that. And my view is it was the tweet that was the problem. And as I said, as soon as I knew about that, we got it down.
That said, though, I agreed with Greeny's comments that I don't have any faith in the match review committee when it comes to consistency.
Yeah, well, if you want to talk about consistency, the problem, I think, well, not problem, is bringing in a new rule about shoulder charges, which we all agree with, was always going to be a period of time when the definition of a shoulder charge evolved. I mean, the definition changed again very recently, which as a result of one tackle, which I won't name, but, where... It doesn't matter what part of the body comes in contact with the head, if it's deemed a shoulder charge, it's part of the penalty. So, the definition's still evolving, arms separated from body and all this sort of stuff. It gets very difficult to say exactly what a shoulder charge is.
It was always going to happen.
Yeah, it was always going to happen, yeah.
It does, but the problem being, just for our listeners, it was the contact with the head. I know it was a head clash, Peter, but it was the fact that it was a shoulder charge, but if there was no contact with the head, it just would have been a penalty on that footy fit.
Well, all right. Well, you talk about consistency, and this wasn't a shoulder charge, but I thought Jared Warea-Hargraves came in contact with the player's head last weekend too. He didn't even get a charge. I find the consistency of the match review committee and to a lesser extent the judiciary and most certainly the referees on the field to be all over the place. It's a lottery in terms of whether someone's going to get a charge or not or whether someone's even going to get a penalty or not. Is that frustrating for clubs, Peter?
Oh, well, I think it's frustrating for clubs and fans and players. In essence, it's a simple game, so you would expect you'd have a fair understanding of what's going to happen. But Yeah, and that's all he was heading at, exactly what you said.
Mm. This is a massive game for your club, isn't it, tonight?
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's a massive game. You know, the boys are confident, and Greeny's doing a great job. And, it took him a while to get to know the structures and trust the structures that he has in place, which they've got to now. You know, almost the worst thing that happened to us was winning the nine, because everyone thought we were going to come out of the blocks. But, you know, obviously it did take some time for the club and the players to buy into Greeny's structures and how he wants them to play the game.
They're certainly buying into it now. Good luck tonight, Peter. The Roosters and the Cowboys at Allianz from 7:55. Peter Jourdain, the Cowboys CEO. G'day, Peter. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, guys.